Weeds that grow wild on the edges of fields are not an issue from a weed management standpoint. But in that vegetation lurks insects. And if farmers don't control it, the insects will make their way onto their crops, says LSU Ag Center entomologist Sieb Brown.
Weed control on the perimeter of the field has a pretty profound impact on the number of pest insects you can get to migrate into a field.
This time of the year, cool season weeds are growing around fields. These weeds will die back as the weather warms, sending hungry insects such as the fall armyworm, chinch bugs, and stink bugs into fields. Brown says farmers should use herbicides to kill the weeds weeks before planting.
The roots need to be desiccated, the weeds need to be dead, so you can break that insect life cycle so it has enough time so they cycle out and then that second generation can't come through and start on a host that's not there.
Removing the weeds is the recommended method of controlling the insects. Brown says spraying the weeds with insecticides is not a good practice.
Applying an unneeded insecticide for something that might be there, like you might have armyworms there, you might have stink bugs there, is not integrated pest management.
Brown says this is especially important for cotton fields, where cutworms living on weeds can heavily damage the crop. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.